Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
John Lynch, and I want to play the sound for you, and it's fun. We're doing the fill in the blank game. We can do it the rest of the show if we want.
Yeah,
it's Niners,
if they
Rams
get
tonight.
Blown out tonight, how do you feel if they win a close one? How do you feel if they lose a close one? How do you feel?
And I think this would be one of the best wins in the Kyle Shanahan regular season era. Everyone gets so sensitive. They won so much bigger games the last. I'm not saying it's a playoff type of win, but given all the players that are going to be out tonight, you have a backup quarterback starting, folks, with no one. With no one, no Pearsall, no Ayuk, no Jennings. God love Kendrick Bourne. No one wanted him this summer. No one wanted Sky Moore. The Chiefs were like, take him, please.
Tonight, when number 9 makes a play, Sky Moore always believed in you.
Jake Tongis, I couldn't even pick the guy out of the lineup a couple weeks ago. He makes the play of his life. You're relying on him, Luke Farrell.
I love how no one knew he existed, Jake Tongis, a month ago.
His own mom did.
And now we're like, local hero.
He's a local hero. Relax. John Lynch, 49ers GM on the 49ers Talk podcast on the impact of the lack of continuity at the receiver position. I thought this was fascinating.
We haven't had a lot of continuity at that receiver group. Guys have been in and out of the lineup. We've had new players in. And I think once we establish some of that continuity, and we're pretty good at getting hats on hats and be real clean in our responsibilities, we'll start to bust those. And everyone's just got to strain and do. We have a saying around here, do right longer. And we got to do right a little bit longer. And Christian's too talented. He'll start busting some of these.
Okay. And Christian right now is like your best receiver by the numbers. And I don't know if that is what you want, but it's what you got. And you're 3-1 right now. And that is a positive I could take away from this, because I said it all offseason, Joe. The 49ers offensively are going to have to be a little bit more less run reliant, if you will. I would like to see them open it up a little bit more.
Yeah, but you need guys that you trust.
And you need guys that you trust. And
I mean, like right now,
did we underestimate the loss of Brandon Ayuk?
Well, no, there's not a doubt in our minds that we underestimated that. I also think Jordan Watkins going down, who's the rookie, none of us really saw him, yeah. Except those that were at camp. Like, he was a rookie who was really coming on. And I wonder if he can get healthy, and then I wonder if he had been healthy, would he already be making an impact?
I mean, Jordan Watkins, Jordan James, I mean, this rookie class right now.
There's no excuses why these guys should not be on the field. Nick Martin, I want him suited up, and I want him on the field.
It's kind of ridiculous. Like, it's one thing for the veterans to be getting hurt, and it sucks, and that's one. But the fact that we keep going through this with the rookies is what's really troubling me.
Look at
me.
Your first picks. Mykel Williams, Alfred Collins, yep. CJ West.
All have been hurt or on the injury.
It doesn't report. Mean they were bad picks today. It just haven't gotten an immediate return on any of them.
Absolutely.
And at least that you need, especially with Bosa out. Like, it's probably unfair, but it's where we're at.
Again, this is John Lynch on the 49ers Talk podcast. Some really good stuff. This is him talking about other teams focusing more on stopping Christian McCaffrey in the 49ers run game right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're side. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone at the top, you sit in these meetings on when you're playing the Niners, and I'm sure right at the top of the list, we've got to stop Christian McCaffrey and the Niners' run game. So it's an emphasis. You can see that people are dedicating their resources. The way they're doing it is a little different. It's usually an eight-man front. I think we're not seeing as much as that, and it's limiting our explosive runs. And so we got to find a way to do that. And the answer is everybody wants to point to the offensive line or Christian. It's everyone. Kyle often says the receivers are the ones that set the tone for our football team offensively, because when they're out blocking and digging out safeties and such, we're really humming. And that's what can spring Christian on some of these explosives.
And it's tied hand in hands to when you don't have a continuity at the wide receiver position, it's hard to create those explosive plays like he's alluding to right there. It's just a trickle-down effect, which is why we keep coming back to this game for the 49ers against the Rams. If they somehow could win with all of these players out, it would be a feather in the cap for Mac Jones, for Kyle Shanahan, for Robert Saleh, for the entire team to step up tonight and get a win against a division rival and go 3-0 potentially in the division, because there's a lot of doom and gloom right now. Everyone wants to be down, and I get it. The injuries suck. You don't have Brock out there. You don't have Ricky out there. You don't have Bosa. You don't have Kittle. You don't have a lot of these guys that Niners fans are used to leaning on in the last couple years. I get it. But this is still Kyle Shanahan. This is still Robert Saleh. Like, coaches coach against other coaches. I saw and heard, I think it was Greg Cosell saying that yesterday. That's what they do. You know Sean McVay. You know his tendencies if you're Robert Saleh. You know these guys. Go out there and just make the opposition uncomfortable. Can you do that? Can you make Stafford skittish in the pocket? I'm looking at Bryce Huff. I'm looking at Mike Williams, but I'm also looking at the guy that's going to be a Hall of Famer. I'm looking at the best linebacker in football tonight, Joe, to make his mark on this game. Fred Warner. I want to see him all over the place. Rushing the quarterback, dropping back, diving after balls, punch out.
He needs help.
He needs help.
I want to see Upton Stout make a big play tonight.
Okay.
I think he's a guy we're kind of underselling getting into this matchup. He's going to have opportunities, I think, to make plays.
I want to see D'Amour Lenore. I want to see him get an interception tonight. That would be great. Demo has been, you know, he hasn't been talked about enough, in my opinion, but the reason he's not is because you don't hear his name on the broadcast, which means he's doing his job, which means no one's throwing to his side of the field. I'm not seeing, oh, what an incredible play over D'Amador Lenore. No. He's doing his job. But to your point, it's the others now that need to step up. They're not throwing over to his side. It was to, you know, Renardo Green, if you will. Now he's dealing with the neck.
The thing that worries me is, you know, Tutu Atwell does nothing all game in the last game and then has the big 80-yard catch. He did the same thing against the Niners in week 3 last year, except he had a couple of big chunk plays. Tutu on these crossers against the Niners has actually crushed us for years. And I'm very worried now that he's the 3 and we got so much attention on Devontae and Puka, and they're the headliners. I'm worried about the big chunk plays from that third receiver.
And let's just keep it a buck. Matt Stafford, the quarterback, is infinitely better than any other quarterback you've faced thus far. He's better than Sam Darnold. He's better than Kyler Murray. He's better than Spencer Rattler.
Coach.
He's better than Trevor Lawrence. And he's the best coach, that you faced thus far. Absolutely.
Both are true.
This is the toughest test that you said.
Is Jared Verse the best defender that you faced through? I mean, I know defenses are a team element, but Witherspoon's pretty freaking good.
Josh Hines Allen has been playing incredible this year. But
Verse reminds me of Khalil Mack.
No, that's a good
call.
In
terms of upper body strength, and like when he gets his long arms on you, he just pushes you back.
I'll say this is easily the best defensive front you're going up against. How about that one for you? And Jared Verse, if he's not the best player, it's 1A, 1B, I think, with Josh Hines Allen, who I came away from last week just with so much respect. And Trent Williams is going to need to have a bounce back game. Let's keep it a buck. Trent needs to show up more than he did last week. And I don't need to see Trent on the sideline going at the Los Angeles Rams players. Let's just, can we not do that today? If anything.
Well, that was Debo's role.
Let's not. Who's the defensive coordinator for the Rams, by the way? Do we know? Is Robert Saleh?
It's the guy that was the college guy's, what's his face's son? This is going to kill me. Look it up.
Oh, by the way, Dave has a very important broadcaster meeting this morning. We'll have him on another day. It's okay. We'll get him at one point. We love Dave, and we'll keep on the 49ers
Chris Shula.
Right now. Shula. Oh, is he
the grandson of Don Shula?
Oh, okay. There you go.
Guru's grandson?
Stop. That is a deep cut.
That's a deep cut. Please explain.
So the genesis for that joke was last week we were saying, you know, which host is what NFL coach. And, you know, Shasky had his pick, Spinoni has his pick. I forget what your guys' pick was because we asked Guru, and Guru, without hesitating, is like, I think I'm Don Shula.
And then producer Ken's like, no, you're not.
You can't be Don Shula, he said.
He said, you can't be.
You can't
be. And then Goo's like, what the fuck?
Why can't I be Don Shula?
He's like, is it a race thing? That's what he said. I was like, oh my God.
We're cut from the same cloth, Don and I.
I got to look up Don for just a second now. Now I have
the
to look up.
The swag of a guru and
we
Don Shula.
We both have the 160 IQ.
Okay, Don Shula. When was he born?
God, probably at the 30s?
1930 yeah. In Grand River, Ohio.
Yeah, come
when
on.
I think of Guru, I think of the 1930s in Grand River, Ohio.
Oh, my God. Sports Talk.
Have you ever been to Ohio?
I've never been to Ohio in my life.
I
have no desire to. Sports Talk 95 Cent the Game is presented by Paramount. Oh, Canton. There you go.
I have a desire to go to Ohio.
I'll go to Canton, Ohio. Why?
Why?
Yeah, why?
I do want to sit in the dog pound one time. I told you, I like the Cleveland Browns. I root from afar for them.
I'd rather go to Ohio State.
My AFC.
I've been. It's awful. Trust me.
You've been?
Yeah, I've been to Ohio. It's just the ugliest state I've ever been to.
Oh my
Sorry
God.
If there's anyone out there listening from Ohio. I didn't
no
mean that.
No disrespect, but here comes one of the most slanderous things I could think of.
Ohio is for lovers. Not Shout out Hawthorne Heights, baby. Sports Talk 95 in the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And we are going to be live from the Laugh Among Studios, which is Righteously Brewed in San Francisco.
Without Googling, what number Super Bowl did Don Shula win?
Oh, it was an early one because it was in the 70s.
It was an early one.
9?
7 and 8.
Oh, damn. Oh, so close. Single digits.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. I knew
How
it was
many
early.
Wins for Don Shula?
Oh, the most ever, right?
As a head coach,
he's
yes.
347, ever. Right?
Yes, 347. Good job,
well, that
Sammy.
That doesn't count. He's wearing a Miami Hurricane. Like, he's a Miami guy.
They literally have, like, restaurants down yeah. Miami called, like, the 347 Grill. So,
right, yeah. He has a bunch of steakhouses down there. He's a legend. Don Shula
I associate him with the Colts.
Okay. You think...
But he's also a Dolphin.
Actually, well, I'm glad you're bringing up Don Shula. Do you think either of these coaches has a chance to break his record? Like, out of these two head coaches tonight, which one's more likely to be a lifer to you? Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan?
McVay is so on the juice right now. I mean, he just, the
what
guy looks incredible.
About?
I don't know. I think he's going to live forever.
The juice?
Oh, dude, there's not. He looks exactly the same as the day he was hired.
Yeah, it's that LA sun. He just gets a tan. By the way, Sean McVay from Ohio. Did you know that?
He's kind of like an army brat, though, in the sense of like he's like a coach. He just bounced around the whole country because I've heard Florida, you know.
Dayton, Ohio.
Yeah, he's from everywhere.
He's only 39.
That's what I'm saying.
It's pretty crazy. Let me look right now. You ponder on that. Christian, ponder on it, please.
I would lean Shanahan because I don't think he has a lot of outside interest other than being a head coach. So, I think McVay could do television work yesterday and, you know, maybe he wants to switch it up.
And they were hired the same year. So McVay took over back in 2017, just like Kyle Shanahan. And we'll just go regular season because that's what they do. They don't count playoff wins or postseason wins. They just go all-time
regular.
Well,
no, I think Shula's includes, 347 includes playoffs.
Is that what we do still?
I could be wrong, but I thought it did.
Okay. I'll pull that up. We'll get on that. But I just think it's an interesting question. Which one of these guys is more likely to be a lifer, Sean McVay or Kyle Shanahan, 888-957-9570. We're talking about the coaching matchup. And it's always funny how we compare and contrast these two.
347 is combined postseason, regular season.
Okay, it's combined for you.
328 in the regular season.
Okay, so if we're combining Kyle Shanahan's, in his career, he is 81-67. All right? Sean McVay is 91-58. So it's, you know, 10 wins there. Pretty close. But
he inherited Gurley and Donald, and he made the most of it.
He did. And also, he's only 39. Now, the conversation around McVay, as he was on, I think he was on the broadcast last year for the Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken, for Fox. He's really good, though. Like seriously, like as a broadcaster.
He's amazing.
Everyone thought he was going to be kind of the next Madden, if you will, where Madden, He retired really early. He was at one point the youngest head coach in the NFL. Just got burned out. Like, he just couldn't do it anymore. He made the transition. He was really good.
How old was he when he started?
Who?
McVay?
McVay was 30. The youngest head coach still in the history of the NFL to get hired.
Shula was 33.
That's insane.
Shula was 33, 32 when he got hired.
Dude.
1963.
I could not imagine, like, being 30 years old. Where we were at, Carter, just a couple of years ago, Sam, being a head coach of the NFL? What? That's insane. And then he's also the youngest head coach to ever reach it at 33, and then the youngest head coach ever to win it at 36, Sean McVay. I just don't think we talk enough about these guys and what they've been able to accomplish this early on in their careers. I get it. Sean McVay's been to two, and he's won one. Kyle Shanahan's been to two, lost both of them. But I just like to appreciate, like, when we see these guys out there, that they came from the same coaching tree, too. Like, LaFleur is part of
crazy.
That, and he's looking to break through, obviously, and reach the Super Bowl for the first time. It is pretty incredible that they all came from the same coaching tree.
Before NIL went like crazy, and now you have to like re-recruit every player every year. It's very difficult to be a college coach. I hypothesize that if I'm McVay, you take some years off, you go take over USC. Wouldn't you be a perfect USC coach?
Yeah, I think when you win at such a high level for so long. Now I know Belichick's doing it right now. And he's doing it towards the end of his career.
No, to him, it's just because he loves the purity of the sport.
It's like a hobby.
Yeah.
instead of playing golf, he's just going to go coach UNC football. By the way, next weekend, boys, are we all going to Cal Berkeley to watch UNC v Cal? We doing that? We doing a show trip?
I mean, what's the point? Cal's going to destroy them.
It's a big comfort behind win last week against Boston College.
Yeah, Morning Rose is doing game day there in Berkeley.
Really?
No, but that'd be cool.
Hey, game day was popping in Berkeley. They should come back. Why not? Oh, it's because UNC is booty in their cheeks. They're not good.
Next week, we're probably doing the pumpkin patch, and the rodeo's in town.
Oh, the rodeo. Where do they do that at?
I think it's the Cow Palace.
Okay, nice. Yeah. Nice. 888-957.
Everybody's a cowboy now.
Everyone's a cowboy. Why not? Cowboy Carter, Beyonce, baby. Let's go.
What did we think of Brock's outfit that he wore going into the stadium? I know the game itself kind of masked it. How are we feeling about the jeans, boots? I mean, that's him.
I mean, he's in there. Do they do that in Arizona? Is that the look? I don't know. I'm more like Mac Jones. What he wears tonight will tell me a lot about where he's
coming
he is
in like
at.
The Riddler.
No, dude, if he did, I'd respect it. The guy plays with swagger that I aspire to have. You guys can all say I'm crazy. I think this would be one of the great wins if they are able to pull it off tonight in Kyle Shanahan's tenure and Mac Jones's professional career. I get that he won the national championship. That's probably the biggest win of his career at this point. But professionally, if Mac Jones is able to quarterback this team, limit the turnovers, and win this thing, I come away with it. Him being 3-0, two divisional wins? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And two wins would be on the road? How could you not feel good about Mac Jones going forward?
Oh, you'd feel great.
You'd feel great.
And
it gives me, Joe, more time to put Brock Purdy on ice and let him rest. Seriously, right? What are you guys laughing about?
Just the chat. You bring up the cowboy thing, and it's just all hat, no cattle. Just they're calling Purdy.
Oh, God, relax. Like, see, you guys are turning on Brock Purdy so fast.
No one is turning. These are all jokes.
Jeez, come on.
Blow it up! No. Don't associate that with me.
I mean, why are we...
Don't associate that
with
me.
I get it. The injury sucks. It's brutal. We could root for Mac Jones to succeed.
And still love Brock.
And still say Brock's the guy.
Yeah, but also still say that it buys you more time for Brock to get healthier. That's kind of where I'm at.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
You want Mac Jones to win this game tonight. You want Mac Jones, despite it all, to limit the turnovers and control the game. And how do you do that? We talked about it earlier, Joe. I want to see kind of an old Patriots offense here. McDaniels, Brady, dink and dunk. If the running game's not going, right? Supplement that through the intermediate passing game. Little short, quick routes. Kendrick Bourne, got to catch the ball. Sky Moore, got to catch the ball. That's part of it. Jake Tongis, right? I don't know. Do you go a couple, like two tight end sets? Do you get creative here in the passing game? Got to do something, man. You got to do something.
I really want to see what they do with McCaffrey tonight. And I think the big litmus test, which I brought up, callers have brought up, we've all thought about it. How the heck can you get CMC and Brian Robinson on the field together? Like, when you're down this many good bodies, got to get your best 11 out there. And your best 11, probably, considering the depth at wide receiver right now, includes Brian Robinson on the field. Less juice overall?
Why haven't we seen Brian Robinson enough, you think? Why?
I mean, it's the same question I asked when they had Jordan Mason, right? Shanahan goes with one guy, and then he rides that guy till he either loses faith or that guy gets hurt.
It is pretty insane.
Tevin Coleman, Matt Breida, Mostert, Jeff Wilson Jr., Elijah Mitchell. Like, go right down the list. He just will not work multiple backs.
He's had 69 carries and 31 receptions this year, Christian McCaffrey. It's 100 right on the dot of total just touches, right? Right there, just the ones that he's gotten. Not the ones that have been called back, not the other stuff. Not like 69 carries, 31 receptions. It's pretty insane that we don't talk about his touches anymore because of all the other injuries. That was the biggest storyline heading into the season, well, Joe. It took over the summit that we had before, like right on Thursday Night Football when the Eagles and Cowboys were playing. It was the news that the calf, it popped up on the injury reports. Like, oh my God, is the season already over? And now we just don't even bring it up.
Well,
kind of crazy.
It just feels like, not that it's inevitable. That sounds so cruel, but it's kind of, it is what it is. They don't have any alternatives.
This is what Ross Tucker, again, a lot of good sound from his interview yesterday, had to say on Christian McCaffrey. Looks good. He doesn't look Christian McCaffrey great.
He looks good. I don't know that he looks Christian McCaffrey great. You know, when you're used to seeing McCaffrey, it's like, feels like some of the things that you're seeing from, you know, Bijan Robinson or Jahmyr Gibbs. I don't know if we've seen that from Christian yet, but maybe he's just kind of getting his sea legs up. But it's been 100 touches, you know, and he was there all of training camp. So this is probably what he's working with.
Well, one thing that I will tell you, Joe, is that if McCaffrey goes down, I think that might be the straw that breaks everyone's back in terms of like coming over the top rope on Kyle. And I don't know if that's fair.
I'd be devastated if I was a Niner. Like that's the one way. And
I don't think it's fair though. Like look where he's at in his career as a player. Like, I don't think you could put that on Kyle. Devastated for the entire year and for Christian. Yes.
What if I told you that CMC always explodes against the Rams in four outings?
The first ever big game he had, the first game he played with the Niners, he ran, caught, and threw for a touchdown.
407 yards. This is four games against the Rams. 407 rushing yards, 28 receptions for 244 yards, and five touchdowns. It's pretty good.
It's pretty incredible.
Now, you're going up against a Rams team with some calling it the best defensive line in all of football. Don't take my word for it. Take Greg Cosell's word on it.
This group up front of Verson Young on the outside and Fisk and Turner inside, I mean, they are as good as there is in the league as a four-man D-line pass rush group. And they've played very well this year, and they do a lot of different things. Chris Shula's done a lot of things on third down and pure pass situations, the way he moves people around. I mean, last week he had an inside stunt where Verse was a stand-up player, and you might have seen the play where he just ran through the center. I mean, he is as strong as there is. I mean, he can do that to tackles. Now, he may not do it to Trent Williams, who's, you know, obviously a first ballot Hall of Famer. But the point is those guys are physical. They're fast. They're aggressive. They're a very high percentage stunting team. And that becomes mental for the offensive line as much as it is physical. But they stunt maybe as much as any team in the league. And they're very multiple with their stunt concept. Just so people know what that means is that means that there is a guy who penetrates, and then there's someone who goes and loops around him. So they do that with multiple guys and in different situations, and it's very, very hard to defend.
That was Greg Cosell on yesterday, as he is each and every week with Willard and Dibbs. Might be the best four-man defensive front in the NFL, and that's saying something, and they have their work cut out for them tonight. But I'll say this, Kyle Shanahan somehow, some way, has always kept these games against the Rams close. There is rarely a blowout. And if there is a blowout, it's almost always in the 49ers' favor. The Rams, for whatever reason, they just, I don't know. Is it Sean McVay? Is it Matt Stafford? They see something on film that leads them to think, hey, we like our chances against the squad. Now, it gets to a point, Joe, when you need the bodies, and he might even just not have the bodies tonight.
I mean, think about tonight. Like, just the boombox walkout. Who's next to Trent?
Who's next to Trent?
Mac?
Jake Tonjes.
Oh my God.
Honestly,
Kendrick Bourne blasting his own album.
Honestly, if it is Mac Jones, I'd love that. Why not? Mac Jones should be like, they gravitate towards this guy. They've spoken to it. Trent Williams has spoken to it. Bosa,
I'd get Drew Gilbert. Hire Drew Gilbert for one night to play on special teams.
That's what we need. Him biting people's shoulder pads. We have enough problems here. We don't need rabies infections on our players.
You want to talk about keep the smelling salts away from someone on the sidelines. Woo!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.